Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
What's up? I was just explaining the intro to you because you can never hear it in my ear.
Not yours.
I know. I just said it looked pretty.
Yeah. I'm like, no one can blame us for what comes out of our mouth.
Well, we can hold ourselves accountable.
But it's kind of usually you, not me.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Like Kind from Traeger's Bar, opens at 4, Old Doghouse opens at 5. You know how we do. How are you?
We do what we got to do. I'm good, and you?
I'm great.
Okay, so I choose guest last week.
Yeah, and we I'm very proud of you.
And we talked about it kind of, I want to go put a maxi pad on the bottom of that chair. That will silence the shit out of that.
You look like a ski. You did. You wrangled a guest. Who do you have today?
But before I introduce Megan, on the way here, I don't know how we talked about a man sack. So we're going to, don't answer yet, Megan. Oh, she knows. Did you say?
When did we talk about that?
In the car. You were talking about a crate and a man sack.
Basket.
Oh.
Wow.
There's a big difference there.
Wow.
Right, that was good.
Man sack.
Well, wow. A sack and a basket, they still carry items of importance. Oh. And if you think about the one that she's going to tell us about in a minute that carries people, so does a man sack.
All right.
I'll just quit talking now. Okay, hi, Megan.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Megan Fenske.
Cool. Fenske.
That sounds like a curse word.
Fenske. Just like Senske or Penske, but with an F. I'm a mofo.
You mofo.
I'm a mofo.
R.I.P. silent, because it's an F.
That's right.
Our last names rhyme. I'm Inski.
And
your P is not silent. That's why it doesn't rhyme. If you were Inski.
I don't know how to not put the P.
Well.
Inski and Finski.
You don't know how to put the P. Anyway, Megan, thank you for joining us.
I just overthought the shit out of that.
Yeah, okay. I saw your wheels turning. What do you do, Megan?
I install theatrical rigging systems, so like drama theaters.
She handles man baskets. I'll be quiet.
Man baskets.
But you knew what I was talking about, right?
I do use lifts. Scissor lifts,
but
aerial lifts.
She said man baskets. Did you know what she was talking about?
Testicles?
See, that's what I thought. And I, in no way did we have a conversation.
Well, hell, ladies, do you want me to draw a picture? I'm just kidding.
No,
yes.
There's a difference, right?
Oh. I'm a visual person.
She's a horrible drawer. You'll never get it.
Wait, but how often are those used? Because you don't put people that high, right?
Oh, yes, we do.
How high do you go?
Me personally, I think the highest grid I've been up to is like 75 feet.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing this?
Coming up on 6 years.
You like it, obviously.
I love it.
Yeah, do you travel around?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can't build the same theater twice.
I always say that.
You can build it once and then renovate it.
Yeah. Yeah, so once it's built, you're good.
Yep. Oh. For about 30 years if they take care of their stuff.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in Farmington?
Ooh, about a month.
And where are you headed next? Yeah, I'm all known. I'm up in your business.
Next, I'm actually headed to Hawaii, but for vacation, for my birthday, Valentine's Day, and Super Bowl.
Cool. Yeah. Birthday happy school. Can I go in your basket? Can I go too?
Yeah.
Okay. Your sack.
She's stuck on the sack and basket.
Yeah, not luggage.
No,
no, heaven forbid.
I moved on from the sack onto
she's
Hawaii.
She's got a stick and a little handkerchief. She's going to Hawaii.
Now what? Oh, what's it called? A hobo?
Oh, goodness.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
it's a hobo.
How did you get into this?
I actually got into it through my husband. He had a coworker that was really, really terrible, didn't show up, and the work that we do, you really shouldn't be on your own on some of them. So I just said, hey, should I come to work with you? And he said, yeah. And after 6 months, the company hired me on full time. So,
yeah. How long have he been doing it?
He's been in it, he was about 15 years when I came on, so about 20 years now.
So you got to hear about it when he got home from work.
Yeah, but I had no idea what he was talking about.
So it brought you closer together in your relationship.
Aww. Now, if I worked with my partner, we'd be farther.
Except we're
they're somewhere
else. Yeah.
Oh, you can tell each other about your days.
Exactly. And we understand. Yeah.
And your frustrations when stuff happens. Because, you know, Like any job.
Well, if you had multiple people, wouldn't that take care of accountability? Instead of like, she did it wrong, it's like, no, we both checked it.
No.
No, I'm talking about the rigging.
I know what you're talking about.
There's only 7 installers in our company.
Yeah.
And we're nationwide.
You can still point the finger at one person. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
you could
check. Like when you go to the circus, you check the fairs.
You're talking about like JSAs? Like,
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
JSA.
It's a job site.
Analysis.
Okay.
Job safety analysis, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's like, this could be dangerous, and I recognize that. And then you check it off.
I'm
just having a conversation about your job before you do the job. Pretty much in the hazard.
I have no idea about her job. I go to concerts and plays and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty fair play for any construction or anything.
I'll show you some pictures.
Yes, please do. And please send us some.
I was
going to
say send
them.
Them
on our feet.
So that's the locking rail.
Oh, wow.
That's at the college over here we just finished.
How many? So there's poles, I'm assuming. Are those poles?
Poles. No, those are ropes.
Oh, they're ropes. I thought they were metal.
So it's a counterweight system.
Oh, it's a counterweight system. It's like a crane.
Right. So this grid's about 65 feet, and you've got up on the grid.
It's a whole thing.
It is a whole thing.
I didn't realize it was that intense back there.
So this is the top. All those cables.
So there's a lot of cables.
Yes.
How many cables?
Whoa.
Oh.
All right. You listeners, you're going to look at this and be like, ooh.
Yeah, we'll put that.
So you have a loft block at every loft well.
Okay.
On this one, there's 7 loft wells. So 7 point drops of cable that come down to pick up the batten. Mm-hmm. On the batten is where they hang the scenery, the drapery, the track for the drapery. If it's a like a biparting curtain, like a front curtain, the main drape, you need a track for that. Right, so you got loft blocks on the grid.
Yeah.
Those cables all go individually down, then you come all over to a head block that keeps all those 7 cables, goes down the wall that we build onto an arbor. So it's a counterweight system.
Yeah.
As the arbor goes down, the batten goes up. It's intense.
So their old system, I'm assuming they had something in place.
Yes.
Before you got here. How much more intricate is this even than what they had before?
How much more intricate?
How much more better is it?
Oh, it's way more better. So as time changes, industry standards change, and materials get used, rope gets used, it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the fray.
Right. If things start to get... We have inspections done, theaters have inspections done, and when someone says, hey, that's a no-no, or it's getting close to being time, you know, they have to get rid of it.
So, what are some other places that you've been to?
Fairbanks, Alaska, all sorts of places all over Hawaii, Colorado, all over California.
Are you like month on, or are your jobs doing?
So like a full rig job, like a high school or a performing arts center, you're anywhere from 3 weeks to a month and a half or more, depending on the scope of work.
Right.
But if you're on a little job like a elementary school, it's like 2-3 days, maybe a week, depending on how much is involved.
I have all the questions.
You go. No, it's your turn.
I will forget my question. Oh, you stop.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about our feelings later.
Okay.
Ropes versus cables. How do you know which one to use? And maybe I was crazy and watched too much Indiana Jones. Don't ropes like fray and break?
Yes. So they will start to fray after a while. Typically, you're good for 30 years. We use thick rope, like boat rope, and it's good. Cable holds a lot more strength. It has more load capacity. You use the cable for holding the weight. The rope is just for the purchase line, which you use for your hands to maneuver. Yes. Yeah.
Because I was like, you showed me that picture. I was thinking all these ropes going back and forth. I'm like, well, that's fire hazard. Somebody's thing is gonna fall. Just because in Indiana Jones, you're like, little thing comes unfrayed, hanging on. by a rope is going to save
you. I don't have Indiana Jones off the top of my brain. I can't really. I haven't seen it since I was six.
Well, he's scared of snakes.
And ropes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, nailed it, Carrie.
Silly. Alaska.
Alaska. I love Alaska.
So, where do you call home? What is home base for you?
Olympia, Washington.
Olympia, Washington. Mm-hmm. So you are up north. Obviously not Alaska, but you're up there.
I used to live in Ketchikan.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like Seattle weather.
Okay. Cool. I've never been up there.
To Kenai.
Oh, everybody should go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Even just
cool.
to visit. Yes. It does no justice, the pictures.
Yeah.
You don't get to breathe that fresh, crisp air. Oh. Yeah.
All right. I'll put it on my bucket list.
Definitely.
Yeah, so you fly out of Washington? Or?
I took a ferry when I moved up there from Bremerton to Ketchikan. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about seeing the whales jumping up and the porpoises. Yeah, it was great.
Huh. I enjoyed it when I was there.
You've been too?
Yeah, I was fishing. I went to Kenai and I went fishing.
Nice.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah, halibut. They're so ugly. Like, they are the weirdest things to look at. Like,
But they're so tasty to eat.
Oh my god, they're so good. They're so good. But yeah,
cool.
I got two really big ones. And then they do the thing where you get off the little fishing boat thing, and they will do the thing where they cut them up and gut them and blah, blah, blah to the size that you want. They vacuum pack them, ship them to your door on dry ice. So by the time we got home, we had a thing with dry ice and really good halibut that we caught in Alaska, so we didn't have to worry about on the plane or hotel or anything. It was cool. And it's really,
really
pretty.
And then you
don't really
have to tell fish stories because you're like, here it is. I caught that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Nice.
And it sucked because, I was pregnant at the time.
Together.
And you're supposed to, you what?
Nothing. You know how when people lie about the size of fish they caught, but I said you wouldn't have to because it would be at your doorstep, but I said you'd probably take two together.
That's a good idea.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on. I've got to call a guy I know and tell him something.
Oh, wow.
I went there. But it sucks because I love halibut, and I had never had it with, and I'm going to say this word, hollandaise sauce.
Mm-hmm. Hollandaise.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
Hollandaise sauce is delicious.
On halibut.
Woo-hoo. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. I was pregnant, and I can only have a little bit because they all say don't fish.
Mercury.
And I was like, I will sacrifice the child for the fish that I got. Maybe that's...
Hey, what? Good segue. Do you have any children?
I do.
How many?
Three.
Three.
Well, four, but three alive.
Aww. I'm sorry.
It's okay. My angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. How old are they?
14, 16, and 23.
That's a good separate.
Yeah.
I was 7 years younger than my brother and 10 years younger than my sister. She also passed away.
It's hard to hear
that.
Yeah. I have a litter, but ours are about the same and teenagers suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're in Washington?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you and your husband switch on and off? Who goes out on jobs or how does that work?
No, my husband is not the father of my children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I didn't even
know that. Does he know that? Does he know that?
He does. He does.
That was a terrible,
I didn't even
terrible
think of that. Well, no, you're fine. Perfect timing, I say. Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does he know that?
That's hilarious.
Well, I thought it was a good joke.
It is a very good joke.
Funny. I'm actually impressed.
I'm kind of full of them today.
You're full of it.
But what was the answer?
Yes, you know.
Oh.
Okay. Whatever.
I was hoping for a better answer.
Whatever.
Which one?
Yeah.
So this might be, I don't know, you might have a couple of these, but what's the craziest thing you've seen since starting this job? And I use crazy as a broad term. So.
Yeah. That is a very difficult question. Or maybe it just caught me off guard. Craziest thing I've seen.
Yeah, you're thinking in your head, damn, that's wild.
Yeah, I don't think...
No?
No.
And this is a probably subject, but... has anyone been hurt on your job site?
Yes.
Rope burn. Oh, did they fall?
That's That's healing rope burn. Yeah. Oh, we had some helpers on this job, and I was up top and and trying to, you know, control the weight as they were lowering it down, and there was two people on the ground and nobody at the mid, and all I could do is wrap my arm around that so it doesn't come crashing down on the two people down below. And sometimes you take it for the team.
Physics and math in that.
She saved two people's lives. Did you not get
it? I mean, the bird of that, and she made three lives. But the whole, like, this one goes up and this one goes down.
So she's at five. Your body count is five.
Hold on. Yes. Another terrible joke. Like, I said this one goes up and this one goes down, and hence the children. But, like, how would... Like, it was really? You don't get it?
One went to heaven. I got it.
I'll draw you a picture for that also.
Okay, that's a straight joke. That's what we're doing. Go ahead.
But it seems like, okay, so
who's
I
straight?
Suck at math and... What?
Oh.
What'd she say?
I said, who's straight? Oh.
Who's straight?
Oh.
Anyway, continue.
Back to the show.
It seems like that has a lot of math and science and physics stuff.
Yes, and I love math.
This weight is doing this, and this counterweight. This is how long this rope is, and cable, and all the
radiuses,
things.
And all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I hate math.
It requires you.
Math and science were always my two favorites.
Science I can get a little bit more behind, but English was more my thing. So.
Yeah, I don't think I should ever apply for a job.
You couldn't.
Don't hold back your real feelings, Felicia.
It's a very, very tough job.
Yeah.
Still trying to think of this craziest thing I've ever seen. Okay.
Well, the day's still young.
Yeah, so we did a job, the Seattle Convention Center. And it was like 50 feet tall by 90 feet wide, okay. One half of the curtain. That's the biggest curtain that our shop has ever fabricated. And so to get it up there, we had to use two different chain motors, different segments to come up the wall. It was a wall of windows. That was probably the craziest thing I've seen, like good crazy. Right, when you asked me, I was thinking like bad crazy, but that was good crazy.
Watching it in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. It was very cool.
It sounds like everything's based on a pulley system.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
You pick it up, you put it down. Yeah.
Why do I have to say that with that accent? I don't know if you're talking about Arnold, whatever his name is.
It's fun. Why wouldn't it?
Wait, how do you say his last name? Schwartz?
You know, it's actually from Saturday Night Live.
Well, it was probably him saying it, Arnold, whatever. Schwarzenegger?
No.
Schwarzenegger?
I think it was like.
I pick things up, I put them down.
You said it so perfectly like him. Yes.
Hurry, get to the chopper. Pick it up, put it down.
It's not a tumor.
Where's the housekeeper?
Saturday Night Live, they do a whole skit. Like, I can't remember who does it, but they like put cotton in like, all their muscles, and they're like, we will pump you up. Remember that? And they're like, okay.
You don't even let me answer. I think I do, actually.
No.
That was muscular.
Yeah. Came away with.
Would this is work. Speaking
of. Oh my gosh.
That is not working out. That is
so.
That is work.
Can I take a picture of your guns?
You can take a picture of my guns. Now these are my actual
can I
like.
Touch your guns?
You can touch my guns.
Aww. I'm touching your guns.
Thank you for asking, Carrie. We've been working
and not just
we
coming up and doing it.
Consent is real.
Now you have
coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Wait, I'll take
Uh-oh.
Picture.
Oh.
Consent is.
I feel like we should have a gun. Gun show here. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
well,
we're not that kind of show. Put one down.
Put it down.
Oh. I think...
You need another one, Carrie. Your face looks crazy.
Well, her gun's... My face is your arm.
Okay.
There you
her gun's
go.
Probably blocking my gun. My gun's like a shadow.
Oh, let me put it down.
There you go. Yeah, because we pick things up and put them down.
Pick it up and put them down.
Although, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Netflix thing was really good.
I did not catch it.
Did you know
watch
there was
any
one?
Netflix or anything?
Oh, gosh, when I have time, yes.
I was going to say, how long is your typical day when you're out on a job?
It depends.
Yeah.
You know, 65 hours in a week is not so unheard of.
Okay. And this is a personal question, but how much do you make?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, well, that depends. And I will say that as a female, the only female installer,
really?
I get paid the least, I believe. Yes. They hire new guys on at the same rate that I make after 6 years. But
I know.
But
I want to like talk to your manager.
The prevailing wages, they vary.
Yeah.
By job, like this would.
It's contractual, right?
Right. Ish. It depends on.
I'm actually surprised you're not union, but I guess they would have
we're
to
be. A very small company. Yeah. It's not union. Yeah.
Okay.
But so it really varies. I've gone anywhere from $65,000 a year to $105,000 a year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so why I'd stick with the hundy. Yeah.
That's your personal opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you've thought about this, but you should probably stick to making $100,000.
Yeah, I would love that. It just depends on the jobs and the work and.
So all the questions. So if you were to ask, I don't know, the decision maker on salary, what would be the answer as to why this person is making more than, like, if you have the experience? I don't know, like, what do you think
so
your answer would be?
When I came onto the company, I had no previous theater or construction background. So when they hire on somebody that has been a rigger or a stagehand for a IOTC, which I do on the side.
What?
It's called an IOTC, a local IOTC. They're your stagehands that work at the theaters.
The
behind scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's why you just spit on the microphone. Sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, that's cool.
But when you come into this company and doing what we do, it's very special.
Yeah.
And each theater is different. They're all custom. So that's where I get my tiff about it. It's like, I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
I do know what I'm doing. And if I don't know what I'm doing, I have no problem saying so and calling somebody to get the information I need.
Yeah. And if that doesn't change, it only gets worse. Currently there.
Right. So, yeah. Like, I would. How do you protest? Like, not drop the rope?
How do I protest?
Yeah, like if you were
I find another job.
Yeah, I was going to say that's.
I have some applications out for a security officer.
I don't
know if you saw.
I said security. I meant correctional officer through the state. Yeah.
Pension.
Exactly.
Do not get in trouble. Her guns. Her guns are real.
That's you changed for life. Born again Carrie over here.
All my scruples just lined up.
Like yeah, you're in it now. Welcome.
How are your scruples?
They're a little jagged, but they're all right.
Megan, how are your scruples?
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
You know, like when an Etch-A-Sketch and you try to make a straight line and it's really hard? That's how my scruples are.
I will never look at an Etch-A-Sketch again.
People like make really intricate pictures and
can't even find
I'm still trying to figure out what scruples are.
Morals.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. My morals are good.
There's so much vocabulary in this podcast that we're all going to catch up on. Because what was the not Yahtzee word you used?
IOTC.
Okay, so I'm learning that word. You're learning. What is your
vocabulary? Scruples and IOTC. Perfect.
What are you learning?
Well, that's the name of the show. Scruples and IOTC.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try and spell IOTC. Not it. I called it.
I mean,
Megan, can you spell it for us?
Probably.
Is it easy like that? What is it?
IOTC?
Yeah.
IATSE.
There's no Z.
No Z.
I wanted it to be a Z.
That's yeah.
Awesome. So is IOTC wrong or Yahtzee wrong? Who's spelling it wrong?
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. It's a trademark. So.
Why is there?
It's not an actual thing. It's a game.
I wouldn't make a game that's not phonetically correct. Like, if you're going to have a Z, you have a Z.
You know how to spell Yahtzee?
Yeah, I've played the game. I'm quite good at it. I think.
Well, is this your way of saying you want to play Yahtzee? Because you could just say that.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to figure out when to use the Z and when not to use the Z.
Oh, okay. A different day.
Okay.
So you're going to Hawaii. What part of Hawaii are you going to?
I'm Oahu. Right.
Have you been?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is a thing for you.
Yeah,
nice.
It's my favorite place to go. I'm not working.
Right.
I honestly beg to be on this job for like the last 3 years and they're sending a temp, which really kind of irked me, but
take a rope.
I am going to go and not work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to go enjoy. And it's my birthday. And then the next day is Super Bowl. Yeah. And a couple days later, we got Valentine's Day. I'm Okay, I'll chill.
That's a good, yeah, that's a good stretch.
Yeah.
Really. So coming here, what do you think of, you're still here. What do you think of Farmington?
You guys have every single franchise restaurant here. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Your weather? Well, I heard New Mexico and thought warm.
Oh, they get you.
Yeah, I'm glad that I checked before I came and I brought some warm clothes. But now it's like this weather today, like 58 beautiful. Degrees. Beautiful. This is like summertime in Olympia. In winter or summer here, I would probably be 5 minutes. I'd be burnt outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very, very fail skin.
She got burnt walking in.
I get burned checking the mail. Like,
yeah. For real.
That would be me.
Where are your zinc? Yeah. Yeah.
Beeswax bar from Be Kind.
I don't think we have that franchise.
Oh, no, but it's out of Sebastopol, California, because I've been there. I didn't even know it was a thing until I went there. But it's this little beeswax bar. You rub it on your skin.
Really?
Ultimate protection. Yeah.
Wow.
I swear by it.
Yeah, you need to try that.
You should.
I know what I already had.
There was a couple times last year I thought you were going to die from a sunburn.
Well, between, like, I don't know, menopause and the sun, I'm just kind of a lobster.
Minnesota. That could be a thing.
Yeah, I think you should. We have so many ideas. We should write any of them. One thing down ever. It would really work out.
Yeah, I see no tablet and pen or paper.
Yeah.
Paper,
thank
pencil.
Goodness this is being recorded. Because
there's
no right. That's
right.
I don't
know if you're responsible for even remembering to go back to the recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to call not it.
What kind of beer were you drinking? And
it's Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very picky.
I get a Blue Moon with extra orange usually, but. And she got me on Land Sharks, which aren't bad.
You like the Land
I've never
sharks.
Even heard of that.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're bad. They're tasty.
Yeah.
If you like extra orange slices, try just a little bit of orange juice in the bottom.
Of a beer?
Of Blue Moon. Not of a beer, of Blue Moon.
Yeah.
It is very good.
I was about to make the
try that.
that I made anyway.
Bragger. I can't do it. I just sound like I'm picking something up.
That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger sound. I think it's
Nagger?
I'm sure he nagged the housekeeper. Anyway, you have to pick things up and put things down. Whenever you pick up heavy things, don't you do a whole...
Not gag.
No, it's
could you imagine?
No, it's
as
still...
a rigger, if you pick things up and you gagged every time,
oh,
you'd
God.
Be badly. No wonder you don't get paid as much as everyone else.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Don't give a raise to the gag lady.
No raise for her. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
I can't even add to her employee file. But
gaggle.
She's a gagger.
Yeah, she's a gagger.
I will say, Farmington has some of the most beautiful sunrises.
Yes.
Yes.
Sunsets, yeah.
Sunrises.
I haven't been out of work early enough to see the sunsets, but I've been to work early enough to see the sunrises.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sunsets are pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, they're both really good. So, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
To visit?
Yeah.
Definitely give it a 7.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah.
7.
To live?
A 7.5.
7.5. There it is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
For living, I was looking at, I always look at housing.
Oh, yeah.
When
that's
I'm
cost in, of living.
Yeah. And for like a 3-bedroom, 2-bed, 2-bath house here, like 200,000. Mm-hmm. In Olympia, you're looking at like 600 plus.
Yeah. Cost of living is a lot lower here. It is.
Yeah.
Which one to buy that bad boy, what you're going to pay in mortgage is probably equivalent to what you would pay to rent it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a studio in Olympia? $1,600.
Yeah.
For a studio. A nice one. Okay, I'm not looking ghetto. Just a studio.
Just a studio. She's always busting her rhyme.
Yeah, I have a problem. Megan, thank you for being here. It's
absolutely
been a pleasure. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with
I'm just grateful to have met you ladies. This has been fun.
Thank you. It's been fun texting. Oh, she had a text accident. Remember I told
you? Oh, yes!
I told you I was going to bring it up.
You guys are new friends.
You know, I make friends with everyone.
Me too.
Yeah.
You're there too.
I
I just didn't get your number. I couldn't text you about Tylenol because I was having cramps.
It's written in the bathroom. Oh. There's her number. That's where you're going to find that. No, she accidentally texted me something earlier this week that she meant to send to another homie, and I was like, I got you.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I know. So I meant to put a tampon in her straw today, but whatever.
Ew.
Yeah, it's a
little I was at work and having a terrible headache and cramps, and I didn't
show,
have
so
any Tylenol, so yeah. I thought I was texting the TD. They're both 505 numbers.
Oh.
Yeah. So now I have a name,
right?
Carrie, and he's still 505.
Oh, she's like, I love a name. I do.
I have a name. Cute. And this one isn't bad.
No, no, it's a good name.
Well, and I was Carrie, like, I just met you, but yeah, you need a tampon, you need a Tylenol, I got you.
Can you check on her?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I will.
Okay.
No, because I'm going to send you pictures of my growing guns.
Nice.
Are you
going to
start working out?
Yeah, I'm going to match that. Bicep for bicep,
yeah.
Here we go, girl.
You're
going
to put ropes over your trees and pick up weights?
Start small. Yep. My best advice, start small.
Okay, let's clean the bathtub. Okay, got it.
Push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Push-ups off the knees.
That's your own weight, dude.
There's something to be said about that.
I know when I get out of bed, but okay, yeah.
Well, hey, that's push-up.
Yeah,
sit-up.
Exactly, gravity.
However you're doing it.
Get up, stay up. If you stay up, you don't have to get up. I've always said that.
What if I just...
That's my ender.
We're going to find out what Alicia's gun size up to. I still think you take the cake. Thank you, Megan.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, I wonder if she has a cake. It's so big.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner underwear.